Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Treasurer is our guest, our good friend, longtime dozen-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Leaders Open Doors. That's the new one, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, Leaders Open Doors is the new one, and the one I'm working on is A Leadership Slap in the Face.
All right, and so tell us how we can find you and your books.
The best way to do it would be go to BillTreasurer.com.
Right.
You can also go to CourageBuilding.com and LeadersOpenDoors.com.
All right. The books are available wherever books are sold. Bill, you've come up with four things that you think are important to be a leader, and I want you to talk to us about those.
Sure. So I'll start with the two things we don't want in a leader. Opposite ends of a continuum. And we don't want a pig head. Mm-hmm. We don't want somebody who's so arrogant that it's always about them, because leadership really needs to be about the people you serve, not about yourself.
The Mets saw that in the ninth inning last night.
So they got a little pig headish.
The pitcher got pig headed and they lost the series. Go ahead.
There you go. And the other thing we don't want is a weakling. We don't want somebody who has no backbone,
And that was the manager who gave in to him and went against his own best instincts and lost the game.
There you go. So we don't want to be led by pig heads and weaklings.
Yeah.
Now, what you do need to be as a leader are four different counterbalancing roles. The first one is you need to be a loyal rebel. You need to be loyal to the organization and loyal to the team. And, at the same time, you need to have an independent spirit that is capable of acting on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be both loyal and rebellious.
And you got to be able to function. If you're going to be that, you got to work in an environment, in a culture that will allow that to happen.
Exactly.
If you're kind of a person, you may have to hunt around for the place where you can exercise those things.
Exactly. If you're too much of a maverick, you'll never fit in.
Some places. All right.
Then the second thing you need to be is a trusting skeptic. You need to be able to empower your team and delegate and trust that they'll get the job done with proper guidance from you. But you also need to be questioning. You have to have curiosity. You need to be skeptical of first impulses. What's the word you used?
Heretic. Jim? You need to be a little bit of a heretic. A heretic is a true believer who questions the status quo.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as a leader, you constantly need to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You also need to be a velvet hammer. You need to be diplomatic and sometimes political, and you also need to be honest so that you're not watering down and diluting what you're saying and ultimately not saying anything.
This is where the tough love comes from.
Exactly. And I think that when people know your motive for telling them the truth and they know where you squarely stand, they end up trusting you more than if you're overly diplomatic and you massage every message that you're telling people and you couch things. People know it. People wear an authenticity detector. And so we want somebody who is a velvet hammer. You can switch between both roles. And then finally, and this one's a little, it's harder, I think, for leaders to be, but you've got to be a genuine faker. And what I mean by that is you've got to be authentic, and people need to see you as real. They want to make sure that you haven't lost sight of your humble origins, that you put your pants on the same way they do in the morning, and they need to know that you're real. Sometimes, though, you're going to feel when you're in a leadership role that you don't have the answer and that you may not have confidence in a certain situation and that you need to fake it. You need to fake it till you make it.
Any leader who's been around more than one cycle has had to do this, because if the worst thing in the world, a group of people following someone, want to see is a leader who doesn't know what they're doing and who doesn't act confident. Confidence is huge, isn't it?
It's huge. And remember the old commercials, never let them see you sweat. And there is you do have to have executive presence. I mean, if you're freaking out as the leader, you can bet and rest assured that your people are going to be freaking out way more than you. So there's some stuff you need to conceal. That's not to diminish the role of authenticity. We want people who are real, and would have a beer with us in the backyard barbecue. But we also want to make sure that we've got somebody who has executive presence. And sometimes you're going to feel unsure of yourself. You're going to sometimes feel unsure of a decision that you've made. But you've got to carry through those moments and fake it till you make it.
Well, and the reason that you have to do this, number one, is that there are some things that nobody can know what's about to happen. So you're not exactly being dumb because you don't know. Number two, if you've got experience, you've been here before. You've been here where you didn't have all the answers, and you worked it out. So you should have confidence. Back at that confidence thing, isn't it interesting how that confident thing weaves into all of this?
I really think that the highest aspiration that a leader should strive for is to be confidently humble.
Yeah.
Those two, they almost seem like they're opposites, but they really aren't. If you are a humble person and you are anchored to that humility, that you try not to be better than the other people, that you realizing that you serve them, then people will afford you a tremendous amount of power if they know that you are anchored to reality and that you're real.
Well said. One more time on the website, Bill.
Go to BillTreasurer.com or CourageBuilding.com or LeadersOpenDoors.com.
Leaders Open Doors, that's the name of the last book. Hey, Bill, good job. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassinger. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.